With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. With fall sports now over at Prescott High School, it's time to get into some of the fun stuff, the postseason awards. And Activities Director and Assistant Principal Matt Smith joined KDWA Sports on Wednesday to go through all of the postseason accolades. And this fall, Prescott High School has representatives in all four grades, freshman through senior, and all of the sports were also represented. Smith on all of the wonderful news.
Yeah, without a doubt, you know, you hit the nail on the head. We got a lot of great representation here, a ton of stand-up individuals here in Prescott, and it's great to be able to celebrate them, and it's a lot of accolades piled up for them. It's the hard work that they put in, and just kind of overall, they're focused on their tasks, and they're putting in the time and doing the things that they need to do to be successful. And like you said, all around, just great people in general. And, you know, to be able to celebrate, to have some all-state kids, that's outstanding. You know, obviously the state championship girls golf team, you know, good chance we're going to get some recognition there, and we did. Ava Soleil being first team, just a tremendous honor, especially for a sophomore. Then you look at Reese Stutz and Liz Roll, honorable mention. You know, like I said, kudos to them for all the work that they've all put in, and that's just a huge honor and accomplishment for them on top of the team award also that they earned this year. And then going down the all-conference list, you know, for cross country, Tyler Lukes, that's the thing where on that day of the cross country meet, you got to be at your best, and he was, to finish eighth for the boys in conference and earn all-conference. That's just outstanding for him at that race there to get a medal there, recognizing his accomplishment. On the volleyball side of things, we had a couple second teamers, senior Isabella Lenz, who just signed her letter of intent to play basketball at Michigan Tech University. Like we said, this is a well-rounded person in general, obviously a great athlete. And then freshman Reese Patak, for her to get recognition for volleyball, especially as a freshman, you know, just outstanding. So applause to them. Outstanding job, a tip of the hat. You then look at football. We had Austin Fox, senior lineman, both offensively and defensively, first team all conference. That's a huge accomplishment for anybody on both sides of the ball there in the trenches to win that. And then Sean Thomason, honorable mention defense there. He was a plug up front for the guys. So for him to have that honor, just for everyone in general. And, you know, it's an individual honor, but a lot of the times it boils down to the team. And, you know, for the team to rally around that and to do those things, they all deserve, you know, a round of applause for that there. So very proud of everyone all involved, and it's great things here to kind of cap off the fall.
And whether these kids are freshmen, sophomores, juniors, or seniors, each and every one of them are leading by example both on and off the field of play. And that will have a trickle-down effect, especially with the younger athletes as they go along.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, like you said, you know, whether you're a freshman, whether you're a senior, the hard work that they put in across the board, you got to give, you know, a little bit of kudos there to our coaches for the time that they put in to have athletes that are recognized as all-conference. You know, a little bit of that plays into that also. But like you said, you know, whether it's a fall sport, a winter activity through the spring and the summer, these kids are all working year-round. You know, whether it's, you know, Bella, like you talked about, she's playing basketball year-round, doing, you know, AAU stuff, always working on her skill. And when they're playing different sports, that spills over to the success in others. Just, you know, the well-roundedness in competing. I think that's the biggest thing there. And then when you can have, like, a Reese Patak, a freshman coming up through, and for her to have these honors as a freshman, you know, she's going to continue to put in the work. It's going to be fun to watch her for the next 3 years. And if you look at Tyler, he's a sophomore, so for him to be leading our cross-country team the next two seasons, we're excited about that. Obviously, our girls' golf team, not a senior on the roster, but they're a very veteran group that's been in a lot of big matches and meets, obviously, with the state runner-up and a state championship. You know, we plan on them being back. Then you look at our football team. You know, the two guys, you know, earning all-conference, hopefully they help pave the way with kind of the work ethic that goes into both the weight room and the preparation to be successful on the football field. So all in all, we're thrilled with where we're at. We know we can continue to get better, and it's a lot of these student-athletes like this that are putting in the work that are leading by example for us.
And with some of the younger kids that received all-conference accolades, it shows those other young kids that they, too, can also get the job done.
Yeah, the sprinkle-down effect, like you alluded to, is a big one for the younger kids to come up and see the work that needs to be put in. And, you know, as we name off the list here, we got representation from each class. You know, whether it's a freshman there with Reese Patak, we alluded to, you know, sophomores with Tyler and Ava. We got Ree, and then, you know, you got Liz as a junior there. And then our seniors, we talked about Isabella, Austin, and Sean. So to have representation across the board, that's kind of cool. And it kind of shows that in a lot of conferences, it's just your senior, sometimes your juniors that are your team leaders are receiving, you know, all conference, all state accolades. When you can have some younger kids doing it and then them coming back, I think that it rubs off on the other kids. They see firsthand the work that you need to put in and that focus, and, you know, both in the classroom, in the community, and on the field or in the weight room or the diamond, you name it. And so that is important to see. And, you know, you don't have to be all conference or all state to be a positive leader and have that impact on each other. And I think that's something for kids to keep in mind. You may look at the all conference list and they can't put everyone on there. Obviously, they can't name everyone all state. You know, some may view it if they're not on that list as a slight or an overlook. You know, sometimes it's okay to use that as a little bit of motivation. And, you know, when the coaches name these teams, they're not doing it with the political view or anything. They're trying to get the best kids recognized. And sometimes some kids do get lost in the shuffle, or they're at a position group that is just very, very talented and they just didn't quite make that mark. But I think to use that for some motivation and, you know, kind of a measuring stick, it's important also to move forward and realize, though, that success isn't always measured, you know, by what you deem it or, you know, being an all-conference award. It is quite an honor, but for some people, it's just the joy of competing and being on a team that we look at as being important also.
All-conference and all-state athletes don't just come into the gym, onto the course, or the field and expect good things to happen. Smith would love to see these all-conference and all-state numbers increase next year, but the key is the kids working hard to maximize their potential next season.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's tough to just show up the first day of practice with any sport or any activity, no matter what you're doing, and be successful. It's the off-season of putting in that time and staying, you know, well-balanced and doing those things. And whether it's training, whether it's different types of running or just doing, for the physical sports, you know, plyometrics, weight training, you name it, going to a camp or just focusing it on things you can do from the mental approach, it's important. And, you know, I think you're seeing a lot of the kids who are being successful and a lot of the teams that are being successful in the playoffs, state championships, you name it, conference championships, they are the ones that, you know, are putting in that little bit extra work, that are finding the ways to be successful in the classroom and everything else that they do. And so that's something always to strive for and looking for ways that you can always get better. And I know it's something our coaches really preach, is finding that little bit extra. There's only so many hours in the day. What you do with those hours are going to deem if you're successful or not. So it's finding a way, you know, it's not always that more is better mentality, but are we really being effective and efficient in everything that we're doing? In nutrition, things like that. Are we getting enough rest? Are we drinking enough water? You know, just kind of what's our body language look like? Are we having a positive mindset? Things like that go a long way that aren't always measured, you know, by how much you work out or what your squat's at. Obviously, those are important, but I think other things that can tie in just to make sure we're in the right mindset.
That was Prescott High School Activities Director and Assistant Principal Matt Smith. We will have more on the end of the 2020 fall sports season at both Hastings and Prescott, along with more on the winter season for Prescott, which still will be played as of now, and also more news on some of the cancellations in Minnesota over the next month of sports action. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.